Well, the increased demand for ethanol is pushing up the price of corn, the key ingredient in the alternative fuel. And the Agriculture Department says that as corn prices rise, so too will food prices. It says consumers can expect to pay more for meat and poultry because of the rising demand for corn. That's because corn is used as feed for chicken and livestock, and with corn prices rising, the cost of meat is likely to go up too. Last year, ethanol production took 20% of the U.S. corn crop, and it's expected to use more than 25% of the corn crop this year. Richard?
Well, hey, Jerry, is it just meat?
Well, no. Coca-Cola is also feeling the effect of high corn prices. The main sweetener it uses to create its soda is high fructose corn syrup. A company official speaking at a food industry conference said Coke is looking at using a more concentrated syrup because of high corn costs. He also indicated that Coke may be looking at using other sweeteners altogether in place of corn syrup. Richard?
Oh, yeah. It's in everything, I guess, corn is.
Right.
Switching to ethanol, that's certainly one way of helping the environment. Others are making more use of commuting. Is that using mass transit, if you will? You got more numbers on that, huh?
Absolutely, that's right. Use of public transportation is on the rise. The American Public Transportation Association says last year, Americans took more than 10 billion trips on mass transit. That's the highest level in nearly 50 years. Public transit use is up 30% since 1995. The trade group says not only do people save money, but they also avoid traffic and the stress of driving. The advantages are even leading some companies like Google and others to pay for shuttle bus service to work. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Richard?
It does, and that with the free food is always a good idea.
Right.
How are the markets doing before you take off?
Stocks posted modest gains here, even though there are mounting worries about the subprime mortgage market and the impact it could have on the entire housing industry. Trading in New Century Financial was halted all day by the NYSE. This after the mortgage lender, which specializes in making loans to those with poor credit, said all of its bank lenders were cutting off financing. Without the money, New Century is unable to grant new mortgage loans. But those concerns were offset by a series of mergers, and the Dow gained 42 points on the day, the NASDAQ rose more than 0.5%, and the S&P 500 added 0.2%. That's the latest from New York. Richard, back to you.